Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Bonnie Curry. How do we find stability when something happens to cause our life to feel utterly unstable? There are times when our once stable lives feel as though they may give way at any moment. And though the causes of this uncertainty are indeed very real, the character of our God remains the same. Psalm 62, verse 2 says, "He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken." Take this opportunity to press pause on the fear and anxiety that comes from an unexpected season. Breathe slowly and deeply. Relax your muscles and let your heart hear from the Lord. Consider the things causing the most uncertainty in your life right now. Is it the health of you or a loved one? Financial difficulties? Relationships? Allow these to come to mind. And now, release them to the Lord to handle. Know that the Lord sees these seeming uncertainties, and remember that you are not alone. While your world is tossed by waves that seem overwhelming, we have an anchor that grounds us in truth. Our God is a rock. He is unchanging. Father God, it feels more difficult than ever to agree with the psalmist and say, "I will not be shaken." I am questioning the stability of so much today. I am trying to remember what is true about who you are. And although so much right now feels uncertain, I know that you are not. Thank you for being my rock and my salvation. I depend on you, God. Amen. So take this opportunity to find a place to sit down. Put both feet on the floor and place your open hands in your lap with your palms facing up. As you close your eyes, imagine a fortress. Think about God as a fortress, your rock and salvation. Confess to the Lord now the other sources you have looked to for comfort and for the things you have put your trust in instead of Him during storms in life. Thank Him for being ever near, even when you do not look for His presence. Thank Him for His never-changing character and His promise of forgiveness. Know that you are forgiven. Take this renewal as an opportunity to come to the Lord with the things that feel unsure and unstable. Now turn your heart and mind to hear His word. Listen as I read Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8 from the English Standard Version, listening specifically for images of stability. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Rock, fortress, refuge. What picture did these words paint for you of a God who is stable and reliable? As you consider the current realities of our world, what comfort do you find in this being true about God? Listen to verse 6 of Psalm 62 again. He alone is my only rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. When I picture a fortress, I imagine a place of escape in the midst of war, a place where I can retreat when the things on the outside threaten to overtake me. Dear one, what is threatening to overtake your resolve or your peace today? This psalm promises that you can trust in Him at all times and invites you to pour your heart out before Him. As you deal with a life that may be upended by your current storm, what daily rhythm can you put in place to increase your trust by pouring your heart out before Him? Share with God the anxieties and fears that burden your heart right now. Tell God, "You are my only rock and my salvation. My hope is in You." Hear this psalm one more time for the Message version. God, the one and only, I'll wait as long as He says. Everything I hope for comes from Him, so why not? He's solid rock under my feet, breathing room for my soul, an impregnable castle. I'm set for life. My help and glory are in God. Granite strength and safe harbor God. So trust him absolutely. People, lay your lives on the line for him. God is a safe place to be. The imagery here is striking. Allow your heart to join with the psalmist in affirming your trust in God by pausing for a moment with each image. Your life right now may feel like trying to stand on a paddleboard in the crashing waves, but God is a fortress. He is a solid rock under your feet. Picture that fortress right now. You may feel a desire to be in nature now more than ever for a moment of breathing room. But what space can you create today to allow your soul to rest and be restored? The psalmist next says, "The Lord is an impregnable castle, a stronghold in which you are safe." In the midst of uncertainties, how can you demonstrate your trust in God as an impregnable refuge? And now these words, granite strength and safe harbor, God, the rock on which you lean. He is the harbor you return to when the storms are too much to bear. As you weather the storm of any unexpected trial, let him be your safe place. Consider that truth in this next pause. God, we look to you when the storms of life come. When so much changes or is unknown, we find confidence in your unchanging character. Would you be to us a rock and refuge like you've promised? Would you ease our fear as we wait for the future to unfold? Would you guide us in peace as we navigate the turmoil surging around us? We trust you, great God. Amen. Before you return to all the tasks that require your attention, take a few more moments with God. He truly is a safe place to be. As fear and anxiety seek to find their way in heart or mind today, remember that God desires to be your rock and fortress, your stability in a world of uncertainty. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.